Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Moss reaches second base with a double. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vernon moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Vernon scores. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. There goes Kennedy trying to get to second. Platt throws the ball into Pellegrini, who relays the ball to Pretty, who tags Kennedy for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to second. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Bob Kennedy. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Berardino scores. Tucker moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing right field. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Elder pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 3 in the game. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 3 in the game. Graham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Kakas moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Starr now pitching. Mike Tresh pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Feller reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Feller moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Embry pinch runs for Les Moss. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.